I greet you in the name of the true and ever-living God who redeemed, blessed, and sanctified us. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O God, my rock and my salvation. Pray with me, Lord, I want to trust you in every situation and every season of my life. For you have promised to take all things, whether good or evil, and use them together for good. Not only for my good and the good of others, but also that your name may be glorified through it. This is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
A blessed good morning, my St. Sebastian families and friends from St. Sebastian.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Wow, you didn't say that like you'd miss me. I miss you, and it's always good. Well, welcome, and it's always good to be in the house of the Lord. And I feel like I see that I have a full house. Thanks be to God. His face was set towards Jerusalem. His face was set towards Jerusalem. Jesus was in his last stages of his journey and his ministry. And he was, what I would say, sometimes you would say anxious. Yes, he would have hoped that this time would pass, but he knew it was important for his will to be done and God's work to be done. But as on his way, the people of Samaria did not welcome him. And why did the people of Samaria not welcome him? Because they felt that Israel was not the place. Jerusalem was not the place of God. So as far as they're concerned, he could have kept going, and that's what he did. But today we are seeing a life of journey, a life of following. Who are we as followers, and what is our place in life as followers? You are here this morning because you believe in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Your journey is at that day when we all will meet our eternal salvation and sit at the cross with God. But following takes its risks. Because some of us wants to follow, but we want to follow having specific reasons to follow. But a great example we have this morning was Elisha. Although Elijah had told him not to follow, he was consistent in his following of Elijah. He knew there was something special about Elijah's ministry that meant that he had to go all the way to the end. And if you look through your Old Testament, Elijah is the only person that went up. The only time in the Old Testament that it tells you anyone that died went up in a whirlwind. But Elisha was committed and committed to the end. And for his commitment, his request to Elijah was a bold one. He wanted a double portion of his spirit. You know, sometimes we get on our knees and we pray to God, and we pray and we ask for simple or small things. It is okay to be bold. It is okay to be bold, to tell God your needs and make your request in such a domineering or commanding way. Elisha did it to Elijah. And Elijah said, when I go up, you will know if your will is granted or if it's not. Boy, and sure was it granted. Because he saw the Spirit came down, and he was able to part and move on. The word follow takes its journey with Christ. As we look at this gospel this morning, and we see those who wanted to follow Christ but had other choices. But we also see the people of Galatia. Paul always have to continue to remind the people of Galatia that the law is the Old Testament. We are now past the law. We have the new law of the Spirit, the new law of trust, believe, love one another, love your neighbor. And it tells us pretty clear that the new law of the Spirit is about joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. It's a law of commitment. Many times we sit down and we plan our lives and we have specific things we do. Like my week is pretty planned out, but as a priest, that will change pretty often. The only one thing that pretty much stays consistent is Thursday morning when I sit down to prepare my sermon. Boy and Allison make sure no one gets close to me or calls me. Because she knows it's the time where I am in deep reflection of getting the message and putting it together so I can come to you with a message of love, understanding, and following of Jesus Christ. It's a time of focus, putting God first and putting him in the right place in your life. Jesus' commandment to his Father was to make sure you didn't get in his way of anything. He knew his face was set to Jerusalem. The rearview mirror was behind him, and that was not what it was about. It was forward thinking. Faith is setting your sight on Christ's kingdom, moving towards by your words and your actions. But he says, do it one step at a time. Don't be in a rush. Don't get caught up in your self-indulgence or treating others who may be different than you are. I had the opportunity to go on a conference, Peace in the Conflict of the World, where 5 different religions came together. We had the Christianity, we had the Jewish faith, we had the Muslim, we had the Rastafarian, and the spiritual Baptist. But by the middle of the day, within the first speak of the speakers, we all know we may have had differences in our beliefs, but we all knew there was only one God. And it's important in our lives that we find where we have that common denominator to work with. Yes, we will have differences, but if we can find that one thing that we can work with, it gives us a chance to come together as one. It is so easy to look at your differences. You know, I can easily see mine. My wife tells me them all the time. And I pray earnestly to say to God, where can I find that common ground where we can all work together? You know what the common ground was this morning? Was when Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, your commitment has to be 100%. What did he say to the dead? Those who had to go back and bury the Father? Let the dead bury the dead. They have already gone. Yes, we love them, we care, and we do miss them. But that message is basically to tell you that what is in your rearview mirror, you no longer can take control of that. That has passed you. Let every day be a new day to start afresh. It is just like when you come to the altar and you ask for the forgiveness of sins, which I will then be given the opportunity to absolve you this morning. You start fresh. In other words, you are telling God, I repent of what I've done wrong, and I know you are forgiven, God, through your Son, Jesus Christ. I will start anew. The love. And as he said this morning to those in the field, foxes have their holes, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. But his terminology of no place to lay his head was the time for him is coming close. Not a bed to where he would lay his head, but laying his head would be a place where he would go to his Father and then to be there as our mediator and advocate. We all have struggles, my brothers and sisters. But our key to our lives is the journey ahead of us. What is behind you is no longer a situation that you can change. What you can do is correct. make better choices, make better decisions, but you can't change the past. We sit so often in our lives and we contemplate on what we have done and we should have done it a little different. Yes, but that won't help you anymore. Your commitment to follow Jesus is about the love, the peace, the joy, the patience, the kindness, the gentleness, the self-control. When you have decided to turn your eyes to Jesus, there's only one way. That's forward. And that's one way is love. Love your brother and your sister like you love yourself. Yes, it's hard sometimes, but always as the Christian take the higher road. We are believers of Jesus Christ. We are believers of peace and love. We are believers of care of each other. The welfare of who is in your life and how can you make their life better. The journey is not for you to be selfish. The journey for you is to share. Someone make a sacrifice at some time in their life for you, whether it was your parents, a neighbor. Follow and be a kind person and be that person for each other. At the end today, we will sing a song that our organist call and tell me, where I lead you, I will follow. I will go with you. I will go with you all the way. My brothers and sisters, follow the way of Christ because that's the only choice or the only option we as Christians have determined. Our journey may be rough, but with Christ as our leader, we are in a good place or in a good place to be. The things of the earth are temporary. The graciousness of God through his Son, Jesus Christ, is permanent. That's his love. Amen.
Amen. Amen.